Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to do it. No matter how riveting or important your calls are, I'm going to try to give each person a minute and a half and go to the next person, which we'll probably fail at, but we'll try. I got a ton of news I haven't gotten to. We'll cover it all coming up. Big developments at Infowars.com and PrisonPod.com right now. Robert in Texas. And we'll go to Jonathan, Carl, Michael, Otter, and others. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Two quick points. The first, I refer to it as the brain drain mainframe. And that's what I call the establishment and their media arm. And if people want to take the time, we have a few new videos up where we call in for Ron Paul to major shows. We got Ed Schultz most recently and Dennis Miller. And we call them Ron Calls. We try to do them every Friday. You can check those videos out at Funkmaster 5 YouTube channel. And other than that, that's pretty much all I have.
Good job, brother. Keep doing your work. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Howard?
Good.
I have some interesting news. One concerning 9/11, and let's see. Yeah, 9/11. First one is about how there was another intelligence failure before 9/11. And apparently it's about how the U.S. acted to conceal evidence of intelligence failure before 9/11. It just came out March 27th. And
I saw that. A lot of those are just regurgitated, though. Again, they lied and said they never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. The FBI was trying to stop those people who were part of the drills and were told to shut up in five states, Oklahoma too. All of that went on. They ordered NORAD to stand down. I mean, it just goes on and on. Some of the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, that was confirmed. It just never got followed up on. Now, I saw one of those last week. What particularly is the new one you're talking about, 9/11 intelligence failure? What's the newest?
Well, that was the one that came out March 27th. It may be the same one you were talking about. And it was basically how they didn't allow, whatever, wiretap. But I have mixed emotions on it because, one, it may be let out just for the fact of saying that, we can't protect you unless we wiretap. Basically, it said that because they were blocked from wiretapping at Afghanistan, and they only let to...
I saw that one. That's to make it look like, oh, they did screw up. They need the NSA to record everything you're doing, which they're already doing. That's what came out on 9/11. They had all the NSA communiques and ignored them. In fact, 9/11 intelligence, 9/11 NSA intelligence was ignored. Tie that in. NSA, 9/11 attack data ignored. That was in congressional hearings. So, yes, I did see that a few weeks ago where they're like, oh, we weren't able to spy on people, so this happened. Total red herring, total baloney on its face. As we know from Sybil Edmonds, NSA translator with the FBI, as we know from Colonel Schaefer, they knew everything. They had him in their sights. They knew all of it. And in Sybil Edmonds' words, she heard the CIA commanding al-Qaeda on 9/11. She told Congress that. They've not denied that. So, I mean, again, just like they command al-Qaeda in Syria, just like they command al-Qaeda in Libya, just like they commanded al-Qaeda against the Russians, this is a fact. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I have a new video about eugenics. And it's about how 300,000 women in Peru were forcibly sterilized.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of the video?
The name of the video is More Than 300 Women in Peru, the country of Peru, forcibly sterilized.
Yeah, that's on record. Exactly. They only mentioned a few hundred when it was just massive numbers. I'd seen the Ingevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ingevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Short videos, one I shot yesterday, the other I shot during a break, and they both illustrate something very important that's coming up. Audio for radio listeners, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. One involves a French bulldog. And then, got some bad news for you, but it's not bad news. We knew they'd come back at us again. We got to fight them again. It's an eternal battle. Secret plan underway to revive Internet Censorship Bill SOPA. Motion Picture Association of America CEO confident similar legislation will become law. It ends due process, lets them shut down any website they want extrajudicially. Very serious news. And I do want to spend some time on this Trayvon Martin thing. I've known this for a couple weeks, but now it's finally getting some attention, which is good because I was reading the transcripts of what NBC did, which is an organ of the White House, where they edited. And we played this before, but I mean, it's just incredible. And folks said it sounded like it was edited, and it was. This is the raw 911 call. Zimmerman, this guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about. Dispatcher, okay. And this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? Zimmerman, he looks black. The altered NBC News version simply ran this way. Zimmerman, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. They edited it together. This is the system wanting to get everybody fighting with each other. That is the plan. While the big mega banks rob America, shut down our industry, the IRS says they're going to ban travel if you haven't paid them whatever they want, no due process, all this is happening. Classic police state, and they're trying to hype up every event. When there's tragedies every day in this country, and a lot of it racial, why are they hyping this? Because it's at this time. Like reportedly in Austin yesterday, an Asian man shot a police officer. Didn't appear to be racially motivated. He was just out of his mind in a Walmart. Shot the guy, the police officer, and killed him for no reason. That's why we've got guns, to protect ourselves from people like that. I mean, you're never going to stop crazy people. In Japan, they've had people with knives go into grocery stores and stab 20, 30 people. And, you know, these are pretty serious topics here, but it's got to be discussed. Let's go back to your phone calls. Michelle, or is that Michael? It's so far away. It's Michael. Michael in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Michael, go ahead. Okay, he's gone. Let's go to Carl in Oregon. Carl, you're on the air.
Hello, my fellow patriot.
Hey, buddy.
Got two questions and a statement. Going to do them in 10 seconds, just like
that. Go ahead.
We have Fritz Springmeier here, where I live. So when are you perhaps thinking about having a special speaking engagement up here in the Northwest? This is the first question. The second one, I can't find out where the Jesse Ventura's True TV special conspiracy theory, when is that airing? That's my two questions for you. My statement is, well, you say the globalists make you sick. You're sick of it, so I'm sick of it too. But it doesn't make me nauseous. It makes me want to take a bunch of sleeping pills, drink a 12-pack of beer, and just go to sleep. And that's my sentiment on that. I mean, I won't do that, but that's what it makes me feel like.
No, 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 no. No, no, never hurt yourself. No, we're beating these people at many levels. I get angry that more people won't wake up when it's so obvious and take action because I'm chomping at the bit. I'm salivating, you know, like a dog barking at a fence when somebody's messing with me. I mean, I want to rout these people. And it doesn't mean the world will ever be a perfect place. It just means we've got to get the pendulum going in the other direction. We're so close to that, so the system's pulling out all the stops. There is a major war going on right now at the greatest pitch ever for the human destiny of our society. I mean, it's all happening right now. I appreciate your call and the questions. As for the speaking engagement, I said that I was going to do a beta test speaking in Dallas and Orlando only, and that was my speaking tour. Then they put out some disinformation thing that I'd canceled my speaking tour, and everybody's calling me going, finish your speaking tour. Why aren't you? I always said it was two locations, and in the summer, I might try a bigger one where I went to five or six locations. And I certainly enjoy meeting people and doing it because of the technology we're working on. I'm able to do the show on the road or at affiliates. So there is no new tour announced. I've got to check with affiliates. I've got to set it all up. I've got to go do it. It's a lot of infrastructure. The only way I won't go on the summer tour is if all Hades breaks loose and they're now having the aircraft carriers leave the Persian Gulf. And the word is, for now, the Iran war's off. Deals have been made. Israel has said they're cutting back special forces attacks. They're launching, war that's been ongoing inside Iran. So some behind-the-scenes deals have been made. And that is a good thing, let me tell you. Because, you know, cooler heads can prevail in this. So barring a war or something, I am planning some type of trip. And we were looking at going out to California and up into Oregon and then going back down through into Colorado and back to Texas. I just don't know if I have time because I just cannot do the radio show and then drive from, you know, in the afternoon all the way through to midnight every night and do that. It's just not safe. We have to drive fast. And I certainly can't take my family if I do that. And that's the whole point is reach out to the public, go out into America while we still can before the domestic checkpoints are set up. Pretty soon they're just going to say no drive list. You can't leave this area. It's going to be linked to your ID. They've said this. And if you leave the city, you're going to be arrested and permanently detained. And that's what this IRS domestic checkpoint thing is, and the hardened bullet. Folks, you think I'm joking. It's all going to happen, okay? I told you they'd be doing all the stuff they're now doing. I'm telling you the next phase. Well, been telling you for years. It's maximum tyranny. Where will they stop? Never. Until we stop them. I mean, it's outrageous. But so are all the other tyrannies we've seen in history. It's like, how do the people let them do that? By increment. And through fear and through wars and through crises. Let's go ahead and go to Otter in Mass. Otter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Greetings.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. WordPress, et cetera. So regarding positivity as power,
yes, sir.
You should wear a jumpsuit on one of the shows at some time with an orange jumpsuit with a PPTV initials rather than a DOC or other initials used by the prison system.
That's a great idea. In fact, I meant to do that in the past, not with that on it, but I have meant to do a piece with myself in a Gitmo orange jumpsuit. Will somebody get me a large orange jumpsuit, please? No longer extra large, large jumpsuit. we'll definitely do that, sir.
You're still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm seeing, and I'm a healer. You know that. You're showing physical symptoms of heart issues, and I believe that you should probably, because he is so good, definitely has the level of intellect, the genius that you have, trade off with Aaron on the nightly news to give yourself some time, because time's passing and you're missing the growth of your children and the awareness of the quickening. And it's only been the last year plus. You know, I've talked to you since last summer. It seems to me that you're missing out on one of the best things of life, and that is your family. I just hope that we can keep the words up. They are continually.
Hold on. I mean, I know you've called him a nice guy. You say you're a Native American guy. Sound like a smart person. I'm showing signs of heart problems. I've lost 40 pounds. I know people run all the time. Marathoners drop dead, but I can run like 8 miles, which is a lot for a big old fatty like me. I mean, I'm trying to get skinny. My heart feels super good. Well, you think I have signs of heart problems?
The bags under the eyes. It is symptomatic. I'm a healer.
Well, listen, it also might be symptomatic because if I ever told people stories about growing up in Dallas, people wouldn't believe it. My eyes have both been blacked probably 20 times apiece. So I've just been beat up, sir. I've even got some cauliflowering in one of my ears. So, I mean, I understand. Yeah, it is not a good sign to have, I guess, swollen ankles or bags under my eyes. That is a sign of heart problems. You're right. But I don't have swollen ankles. I've just, especially this eye, my right eye is permanently black. See, that's from, I mean, it's been, you know, you get in a fight and your eye's pure red for 2 weeks, you know, just bloody. I mean, that's why I have black circles under my eyes. Can't get rid of them. All the blood vessels have been smashed, and they're over and over again.
Yes. Well, you were an athlete.
Not really an athlete. I was in a few sports, but I've been beat up pretty bad. Who knows, though? Whatever. I hear you. I should take off more time. You know why? Because when I do take off, I'm more focused. It's more powerful. But I am doing the nightly news 3 nights a week, which was always my plan. And the other guys are doing it the other 2 nights a week. I'm developing more folks here. And I am... doing a lot more. God bless you, Otter. I appreciate your call. Enough about me, though. Enough about me. I mean, I didn't work out this morning. I am planning to work out sometime today. Let's go ahead and go to the anger is an issue, though. I mean, I. It's true. I need to get control of it. But at the same time, whatever. I'm not going to worry about it. Because, I mean, it's not an act up here when I start yelling and screaming, folks. I mean, I'm sick of this. Every day I look at these scumbags and I see what they're doing to us and I just want to stop. Michael, James, Skeletor, Scarlet, your calls are all coming up. Stay with us. And we got those videos.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into some apartments, and so I guess now that there's been a wreck, we have to ban Navy jets, because that's the idea they use with terrorists, because terrorists might attack us. We've got to take everybody's rights because a Navy jet crashed into apartments in Virginia. And we'll give you more details on that coming up. At least two people were hurt. A hospital spokesman said, good news that nobody was killed so far. We're not sure if there have been any deaths, but it looks like there hasn't been. And it says the two plane members were able to eject. Volunteer rescue squad said he and others found one of the two plane crew members who ejected. So we don't even know if the other guy got out. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Michael in Texas. Thanks for holding, Michael. Go ahead.
Good Friday, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've heard you many times on your radio show talk about how frustrated you are that the headlines aren't getting out to the general public. And I just kind of had this idea. If all the info warriors who are strong would hit the street corners and let our presence be seen, maybe give some strength to those who are weak.
Exactly. Look, Ron Paul was cheated. He was winning in the first few states. After they cheated him, I told people that folks would then say, oh, he can't win. It would shift to Romney. That's always been what they planned. People say, well, then why did you support Ron Paul? Because he was able to inject real issues. Now we've got to take that whole Ron Paul movement and put it into fighting the info war. And I think promoting info wars is one of the best places to go with the articles, the documents, the info, or whatever. Start your own organization. Just educate people about the globalist and little things, all of us doing it together, it will move mountains. I mean, what are some of the ideas you have? Just writing websites on money. So many people tell me they found InfoWars.com and they found about the New World Order and then met their wife because of it. You know, the story goes on and on from things being written on money or people giving them a CD or a DVD. I mean, the power of that is incredible.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Here's a couple of my ideas. You know, we hit the street corners with poster boards, with the headlines from the InfoWars, you know, the headlines that the mainstream media seem to lose. Work the stoplights. That way the people have time to read the headlines. You want to put a dateline on there so they'll be able to reference it. And at the bottom of your signs, put InfoWars.com so they'll know where to go to get that news. And also, I mean, like, what I'm doing is I've got me some signs. I've got... one is street news, headlines that the mainstream seem to lose. One of the articles could be like MF Global, CEO John Corzine steals $2 billion in private accounts, no prosecution. You know, at the bottom, InfoWars.com, you can go down and take any of the headlines from, you know, 4 or 5 months back, just datelines so that people can reference them when they go to InfoWars.com. And even have a sign that says InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, with this stuff out on the street corners, you know, making our presence be seen, that'll bring the weak out, and they'll soon join us. And the people that live in the little towns near big cities, where most of the people in those little towns travel back and forth to work, get out there in the morning at one of them streetlights out there on the edge of town where they have to stop long lines of them and work those lines and get back out there in the evening when they're coming back home. I mean, coast to coast.
Well, sure, that's what you call a banner hang. You can cheaply get a pretty good-sized banner and hang it across an overpass, and it will reach thousands of people. Another thing is micro-FM transmitters. You can get like a one-watt one, and as long as you don't announce who you are and where you're at, usually you never have any issues. If you do, it's civil, and then most people shut down after that, and they never have a problem. But this is a war we're in. Access TV, but what's most effective is doing one sheet print-offs on your computer with just headlines and websites or business cards and sticking them in the free magazines and newspapers that they put out at the Walmarts and they put out at the gas stations. And you just go and shove your stuff inside of them on the first page, and that is a very effective way. And look, the buzz of liberty is already off the charts and has the globalists scared. And, you know, if they start shutting the web down, arresting people, folks will even look that much more for things. So beautiful what you're doing. God bless you, sir. Anything else?
Yes. You know, with all that said, I'd like to I've got my feelings about where we stand in this info war. I believe we're on the brink of critical mass. I mean, we're on the brink. If we'll just get out there and push right now.
I agree with you. Stay there. You're right. And we have to do it alone up front. Then that will bring others. Build it. They will come. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It certainly is. We're talking to Michael in Texas. He's talking about critical mass. The globalist. I mean, I could go over Hillary Clinton, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the State Department, the Pentagon, all banker run. This is not our government anymore. There may be good people in the government, but it's been taken over. You know, the captain's a bad guy. And the captain is a consortium of globalists. That's what's running this. They admit they're losing the info war. That's the term they use now. We've played those clips here. They know that they're discredited. Zbigniew Brzezinski's new book, I actually bought it and now read most of it. He talks about the five big crises we face. And the biggest one, he says, is the public no longer buys anything we say and recognizes we have the elite running things. And no matter what they do, the same thing happens. And he says, worldwide, 30 years ago, I'm paraphrasing, you can read the quotes, they're online. It's also been in newspaper articles, what's in the book. He said, 30 years ago, it was easier to convince a million people of something than it would be to kill them. Now it's easier to just kill them. What he's saying is, they cannot convince us anymore. And they know the process of waking up to them has happened. And don't get discouraged by people that just want to go get drunk or party or, you know, laugh at you when you talk about reality. Those people don't count, never would have counted. They know that it takes 5% of an irate, focused group who's evil or good to take control. And, folks, we got like 25, 30% that are really getting a good idea. They just are awake, though. They're not taking action. You get 20, 30% of the public to barely nudge the New World Order, it's going over the edge of a cliff. I mean, our audience is 3 million people a day, conservatively. If 3 million people went to Infowars.com and ordered, I'm going back to our guest, and ordered for one penny, that's what the because the shopping cart's got to have some amount of money put in it or it won't work. That's just how it works. For one penny, you get 100 business cards that say you are the resistance. And on the back, they say spread the word, Infowars.com, PrisonBunny.com, PrisonBunny.tv, join the fight. And it's a provocative, good-looking card. People will tend to look it up. And you get a citizen rule book, and you get two bumper stickers. And the shipping's $4.95, and that is what the shipping cost is. So this is at cost. Now, if 3 million people all ordered this, we wouldn't be able to deliver them. Point is, we probably get 100 orders a day maybe for this. And it should be 1,000 a day, but quite frankly, we couldn't even do that. So I guess it's good that people don't take action because we couldn't handle it. But we've put up stuff where you can just print up business cards yourself and give them out. Or just, you're not a graphics person, do it. I mean, I never had owned a camera. I'd never done TV. They were trying to ban guns, restrict guns in Texas, where people under 18 couldn't touch a gun even with their parents. I got mad. I was like 20, started trying to get in the media. And I, for a year, couldn't get on local radio, so I got an access show. And 6 months later, I had a radio show. And, I mean, I was very embarrassing on those first shows. I turned the lights way up, didn't know how an iris worked, did it in the control room of Access TV because I couldn't get anybody to help me. It was real leftist down there, so they'd laugh at me and wouldn't give me equipment and treated me pretty bad up front. But after I was successful, they claimed me as their own. That's how it always works. There were some friends up there. Some people helped me. And that's why I was mainly, at first, a conservative, because that was already my beliefs, but it was the conservatives, you know, that would actually help me down there. I actually had liberals open the door of the control room, throw a Coke against the wall. The guy works for a local newspaper now. And then scream, Alex is pouring Coke on the equipment. And they were going to kick me out. And I said, I'm going to sue you for this. I don't want to, but I'm going to have to. I know you have a surveillance camera right there. And they said, let's just drop it right now. And I was like, oh, you're part of the setup. And then I learned there was embezzling going on, and they were going to shut it all down, even though I wasn't even really doing a show there anymore. I had to sue and get a private investigator and found out, indeed, that they were stealing money, and one of them went to prison. But the other stuff went up to the highest levels of the city. They were being paid off to shut access down. And so it's a side issue. I'm pontificating and have more calls and videos and audio I want to go to. The point is I used a used camera that I got for less than $100 and saved up my money and got like a $200 wireless mic and got my cousin to help me and then later Mike Hansen and people and went out and did what I did and had immediate success. And you couldn't get in the edit bay up there because back then it was really busy because all these people were using it to produce films that never even showed on Access. So all these, you know, Hollywood wannabe types were in there taking all the equipment and everything. So I would go up and I had 2 day jobs, but I would go in and stay up all night to edit video I'd shot on these big 3/4 inch decks that were from the 70s that they had in there in the one room I could get into. And I would even cut audio tracks myself on an old audio machine they had to put it in with a voiceover. Because I didn't know how to use the one room that had computers that were so primitive, they were always screwing up. So I was in there untrained doing all this, and I would get no sleep, you know, half the time. I'd get like 2 hours sleep before I went to work, but I didn't care. That's what I did. I don't want to go into the whole story, but it's the classic, you know, skinning your teeth, bootstrap story. Because I didn't want them to enslave me. I was sick of it. I saw him barbecue folks at Waco, blow up Oklahoma City. I wanted to expose him. And, folks, if you would just do what I've done, and so many people have done it. They've said, we've used your example, and they're out there reaching millions of people. I mean, we've spawned hundreds of prominent people. A lot of them, the old parable, who then turn against their father later, you know, that old thing of then wanting to attack me later just because they think they'll be the king of I'm gone. I don't want to be the king of Jack Diddley Squat, okay? I'm here just absolutely knowing I'm right with total proof that it's all off the chart, crazy land. And what the caller is saying is that if you'll just engage, we're having the reporter contest. We're getting a lot of great entries. But a lot of them we get don't even follow the basic rules we gave. And then people complain, we don't want to follow your rules. Okay, you don't want to work here. You don't want to win $10,000. You know, it's just that it's such a decadent nation. People want things handed to them. And nothing of value is ever handed to you. Anything handed to you, in my experience, will destroy you. The only thing handed to you is the gifts God gives you. And I learned that when you have gifts, a lot of people don't like you. They inherently are envious of it. Not that I have some great gifts, but people who are very good at sports, people who are beautiful, people who are great artists. I've noticed most people hate them because of their success or because of their beauty. I admire that. I don't see a guy with a totally gorgeous girlfriend and get mad at him like a lot of people I know do. I just am like, good for you. Wow, that must really be nice. I see people get mad that I have such wonderful wife and wonderful children. I mean, they get mad about it. Mad that I have beautiful children. Mad that I have three children. It's like the public is caught in a delusional TV-induced fantasy world. All right, I'm already digressing. Michael, finish your point about the critical mass.
Well, you covered that pretty good, but I'd just like to make a couple of statements here. I'm so fortunate, Alex, to have grown up in Austin. I live out in Dripping Springs now. But to do street actions with you, to march down Congress Avenue 4 or 5 years ago on Independence Day, go to the governor's mansion, our two sieges on the Capitol. I mean, that was just such, you know, it's just so invigorating. And if the people would just let the spirit of you flow into them, that'll give them the impetus to get out there on them street corners with their signs and or however they want to do it. But we need to do it. We need to push back hard.
And anybody that denies that reality needs to understand this. 10 years ago, 1% maybe knew the Federal Reserve was private. People would say, that's code word for racism. Now, when mainstream media comes to interview me, they can't do that anymore. We've made them a joke. We've been proven right. But it's not enough to be proven right. Now we've got to occupy the land, as the Bible says. We have got to take the enemy out of the high ground they've taken. We're going to have to dig them out of their holes. And we're just going to have to do it. I mean, look, ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you the Navy SEALs that contact me, the Delta Force people, the former, current. I cannot even tell you off record how hot this info is in the military, in the enlisted, the Army, the Marines, the Navy. I mean, I've got to say, everybody I talk to says more than half the military is really awake now. Folks, 10 years ago, it was maybe 5%. It's exponential. But I'm telling you, the globalists are going to pull some dirty tricks to try to get control again. I'm talking about mushroom clouds are possible, bioweapons. I mean, anything is possible. You look at these terror attacks, these staged attacks, First World Trade Center, Oklahoma City, 9/11. They're bigger. They're bigger. And I'm telling you, the globalists aren't going to go away easy. But they were already planning to do devastating things to bring us under their control. So let them do the devastation on our terms. Okay, we're going to be in the fight. God bless you. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Okay, I'm going to go to Scarlet Skeletor James Jordan before this show ends, but I got to go to a couple videos / audio here before I even upload these to PrisonPlanet.tv. And I will air the dog one on InfoWars Nightly News tonight so PrisonPlanet.tv members can see it, and then the day later we post it for everybody on the YouTube channel while we've still got it. One of the eight channels, while we've still got it, because they're trying to shut us down right now. And I mean, I'm telling you, I've been hit by 4 different torpedoes at this office in the last week. YouTube's the least of them, but I'm not even getting into here on air. because the system is going to throw everything they've got at us to try to slow us down. But that only makes me know we're winning. Now, this first one is during a break an hour and a half ago. I walk out there, and I see them showing on CNBC footage of the collateral damage video that they showed of the Army helicopter shooting Reuters reporters. And I was pointing out how the guys in the helicopter were laughing because they were removed like people in drones, and how that's been written about in history, how it dehumanizes war versus the Army soldiers who pick up the little kids who were shot up and go and save them. And who are upset about what's happening. I was illustrating how when you become removed from war, see, this video had been on hundreds of newscasts, thousands of videos online. None of them had been banned. It was a WikiLeaks video. It was months after it was out. I did a video about the dehumanization of being separated in warfare with drones and the rest of it. Okay? And how the helicopter pilots probably meant well, believed they were killing terrorists, but still even made a joke when they found out it was kids because their conscience couldn't handle it, so they made a joke out of it, versus the troops on the ground with choking back tears as they're running, saying, hurry, we got to get these kids. Because the normal response with little girls with their guts hanging out is to get choked up if you've got humanity, not because you're weak, but because you're strong. It's the weak that turn away from humanity and decide that they can't deal with the pain. It's the strong that absorb the pain. Because we have our nerves. We have our conscience. Our soul is open to the universe. We're not burned out inside like these devils. I didn't call the helicopter pilots devils. I said they were on the road to that and that their souls were in danger. That's why YouTube banned my video. Because the power of my words, the power of truth, the power of how it simply stands on its own. And I just, it just reminded me of how they're censoring me again for attacking this demon that says, basically arrest people, drug them if they don't agree with us. And then we found other documents where she's saying, you know, ignore the Congress, ignore democracy, in her words. She means due process. She wants a dictatorship. So they removed my video about that. And again, it shows who they are. They're not liberal trendies that care. Just like Coney people don't. It's about selling war as liberal. And it's devilish. War is necessary sometimes, but you only do it when you're attacked. You start hearing, well, point is, let's go to the short video. Let's go and go to the video now. Here it is. Folks, here it is. We're in here in the broadcast studio of the radio show during a break. I walk out here, and they're showing the collateral murder footage. It's been on thousands of times on TV of the Army helicopters, the Apaches shooting up the Reuters camera guy with the kids. And why am I showing you this right now? Because remember, YouTube gave us a community guideline strike and tried to shut our channel down for showing that. I'm sick of it. And now I criticize this professor who sickeningly came out and said, put people in mental institutions, basically. They don't believe in man-made global warming. They don't want to pay Al Gore money. I did that. And they shut that video down. Can't make fun of her. You know, a public figure. And then now we've gotten more of her writings they didn't pull down quick enough, where she says, ignore democracy, Congress, everybody. Just do what you want. Shut down the coal power plants. Take over. Carbon dioxide's too deadly. What about genetic engineering, lady? What about all the real threats, huh? Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. And it makes me want to throw up the double standard system and what these people get away with. Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com. Maybe they'll shut my channel down again because I just showed the Army shooting that up. And again, people say, well, so what? YouTube, you know, is its own private site. They advertise as YouTube, a public commons. Then they selectively enforce the rules that I don't even violate. That's the problem. That's the issue. Okay? It's unfair trade practices. It's selective enforcement. It's false advertising. I've brought those people 600 million views with all my channels put together. I don't even take ads, and they still put ads over it. They're making millions of dollars. I just want to reach the public and warn them and expose the lies. That's all I've ever wanted to do. That's all I've ever tried to do. It's all I've ever tried to establish, is get the empire on the run. Bunch of hypocrites.
All right, there's that video. And we've got the dog video. How long is that?
That was the one thing. All right, we'll come back from break and play that. And again, I got to narrate the video. You know what? We'll do the dog video on the news tonight. We'll do the dog video on the InfoWars Nightly News this evening. But I preface it with how the media keeps us diverted and distracted. Let's go to a call right now. Scarlett in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I want to tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing for starters. You're doing a really good job. Keep up
well,
the good
thank
work.
You. Thank you, sir.
I wanted to tell you, like, I have a really high IQ, like, IQs around my family and everything. And I've been running into everything you've been talking since I was a little kid. I mean, yeah. I was in school, I was one of the first ones to learn to read. They tell me, shut up, put my hand down. So everything that you were talking about, I've pretty much experienced all that. And
Exactly. The New World Order is run by the dumb, evil people who hate smart people. That's the best way to describe them.
That's very true. I mean, I've seen things before you've talked about them. I've been saying the same thing before I hear you talk about them.
Well, I know that's all I do is point out what people already know.
Absolutely. It's so obvious, and even if you do shut up, they're still going to get in your face. So people need to not shut up. Because
I agree. It's about gangs and bullying. And what people do is cowards go and join the gang and do whatever it says so they feel like they're winners. Like, I'm going to pay Al Gore money. I'm a winner. I'm part of the winning group. And they hate it when we go, no, you're a bunch of scam artists, and we're going to expose you. They're like, shut him up. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
Tonight on the Nightly News, 5 days in the making, they're going to premiere an investigation. investigative report into Agenda 21 right here in Austin, land grabbing, loving you in. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome, sir.
It's you, gas mileage. The answer, hot shot secret.
All right, if something's going on there, he's got his radio on or something. Skeletor in Colorado, go ahead.
Greetings from the trenches of Prozacistan. The drainstream media is still dead. How you doing, Alex?
Good, you're a funny guy. What's going on, brother?
Hey, I got an idea for a creative action that we could do with those undergarments that I sent you. I was thinking we should probably have, like, maybe a group that's traveling together, let's say like a football team, and let's all wear them on the outside.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy that sent the underwear that the TSA can't see through, and the TSA put a press release out, I guess, saying that, you know, that that's not allowed or something because they're God.
Well, I think it'd be fun to just get a whole group of people, you know, 50 people together, and we're going to wear them on the outside and just, like, you know, go ahead, try to, you know. Let's see what you got.
Skeletor, are you the guy that invented those underwear?
Yes, this is my idea, and I send you a T-shirt and a few other designs.
I'm wearing the underwear right now. I'm joking. Thanks for the call, man. That sounded weird at first. I'm the guy that sent you the undergarments. Oh, man. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, yeah. Jordan in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good. Did you send me undergarments? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just another day dealing with this corrupt government, which, I mean, my grandfather, he's been paying attention to all the politics for the past 12 years. And he's been telling me all this has been going downhill. I mean, I'll go ahead and tell you, you know how we've had these really high gas prices? And we see all these energy-efficient cars come out, working together.
Well, sure, but I mean, did you hear Mark Faber, top economist, you know, amazing researcher, he concurred. The dollar's being devalued, that's the main reason gas is up, and that's why the stock market looks like it's got all this value. But, I mean, you know, just because a cheeseburger cost a dollar, you know, 20 years ago and now costs $4, doesn't mean that's really more of a burger. Well, just because a stock costs $500 if it's Google or Apple or whatever, well, that's not really $500. That's more like $100 20 years ago. It's bull. People think they're getting more value, but it's not. But yuppies don't care. The country could burn. As long as their stock says it's worth more, they don't care. So just inject it. I hope they inject their kids more. Just enjoy it then. Now, give them the cancer virus. It's love. Actually, don't give your kids cancer virus. But the point is, go ahead, sir.
Well, anyway, here's in the late great words of George and Bill. You know who I'm talking about, probably. George Carlin, Bill Hicks. George Carlin, he said this. He defined perfectly the three classes in this country. The rich get all the money, pay none of the taxes. The middle class, they have to do all the work and pay all the taxes. The poor are just there to scare the middle class.
No, that's it. Mm-hmm.
And, in the words of Bill Hicks, and I just want to point this, you actually look a little like him. And I'm just saying.
I miss what you said there. You know, you're messing up my work there. As you know, I am Bill Hicks. And so don't be stealing my lines there. That's even funnier. I'm not Bill Hicks, folks. You know, they actually went and dug up my high school annuals and put them online. And people don't believe that's really Alex Jones. They say that's not proof. Who knows? You haven't seen my birth certificate. Maybe I'm from Klandethu. Maybe I'm secretly a brain bug, a reptoid. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.